Well, we've been doing these surveys since 2009, and yes, indeed, that is as high as it's ever been.
What has been the trend for resource exploration and employment in geoscience over the last 2 years?
Well, it reflects declining investment in mineral exploration. So in the last 2 years, unemployment has gone up 4% and underemployment 5.5%. So it was high 2 years ago, and it's just got worse.
The government has announced $100 million as part of the 2016 budget for Geoscience Australia to map mineral energy and groundwater potential in Australia's underexplored areas. How far do you think this could go in the longer term to address the downturn in exploration and employment for geoscientists in Australia?
Well, you're right, Nathan. It is a long-term project. The results of this won't be felt immediately. But once those new maps are released, it'll generate new ideas and concepts for target selection and new prospective terrains in the Northern Territory and South Australia. The other side of the equation, though, is getting those ideas funded, and that will be where the rubber hits the road, because junior explorers require funding from the equity markets. The larger explorers, well, they'll have to convince their boards to give them more exploration funds to follow up on these ideas.
So, Wayne, on the value of this program, budget papers cited a 2015 ACIL Allen Consultants report that showed for every dollar invested in pre-competitive programs like this program, Exploring for the Future, a 20 times multiplier effect was the rate of return. In your experience, is that a realistic figure?
I would say it probably is. What that figure is reflecting is all of the mines that have been built, particularly in the last mining boom, that are now producing and will be pumping cash into the economy for decades. So an investment now in mineral exploration and pre-competitive data will pay long-term dividends for the country. Australia has one of the strongest mineral industries in the world because, in my estimation, we have probably one of the best geological surveys in Geoscience Australia and the state surveys. They do terrific work. What they need is funding.
Broadly speaking, could the $100 million for mapping underexplored areas be a game changer in terms of addressing the mining downturn and associated underemployment?
No. Again, it's a long-term and a very wise investment I think the government is making here, but it won't make a game change to our industry over the next 2 or 3 years.